This is Weekend Breakfast.
I'm a little nervous about this next break because you've just handed me a sheet and highlighted things I have to say and I haven't even read it yet.
Mate, I'm doing a reenactment.
Yeah, are you really?
Yes, okay. Because I feel like the only way for people to really understand this is for us to do a reenactment. Let me set this up.
Okay.
One of the best things ever is when your friend gets a job. It's like, yes, good on you, new job, do you, live your best life, money's coming in. Mm. One of the worst things is when it requires you to have a party at your house so they can sell their stuff, like Tupperware or LipSense, or in my friend's case, bloody Thermomix.
Oh, no.
And that's the new gig, and she's like, get around it. These are $2,000 a machine, and it like cooks and chops, and apparently it is amazing. But
So her job is to sell her friend's Thermomixes.
Yes.
Right.
But, like, I'm her friend, so now I'm being roped into it, so that's why I thought I'd do a reenactment. Cue music.
Oh, okay. So okay. I'm girl number one, am
I? You're the Thermomix.
I'm Thermomix girl.
You're Thermomix girl.
Okay.
I am me.
All right. Now, let me get into character here. How deep or high is her voice?
You can pick. Make an artistic choice.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go real A1, strong alpha female.
Yeah, good one.
Okay. So I have a new job. I started Thermomix. I'm a consultant.
Oh, cool. That's great. Please don't ask me if I want to do a party. Please don't ask me if I want to do a party.
Can I put you down for a Thermomix party? I have to get 5 parties on the book so I can get my free thing.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm kind of busy at the moment, though, so.
No. It's super easy. Just get all your girlfriends around for a party. Hopefully they buy Thermomixes.
Yeah, I want to support you, so sure, but, like, I can't afford one right now.
No. You don't have to buy one. You're the host.
Yeah, but I feel people will feel like they need to buy it. It's really awkward.
No, I know. I used to hate it, but now I want the money, so I'm happy to make people feel like they need to buy it. Do you think your mum will have a party, or would she just want to buy one, maybe at your party? What about your nan, your aunt, your sister maybe? Would she have a party?
I could ask. Mum just hosted a LipSense party and an Intimo party, so she's probably not down just because she's done so many of them.
They are just so practical, that's all. I make everything from body scrub to yogurt, and I've saved so much money, Tan.
Yeah.
And you save so much time.
Cool.
It's just if I sell 3 in the first week, I get $500 and a water bottle as well.
Okay.
You might buy one soon though, right? They're just so good.
Yeah, but they're like $2,000.
Yeah, but I could get a free water bottle.
That's exactly what happened.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Yeah, I've got a great little tidbit of information, and you need to answer this honestly. You may be breaking girl code here, but it's time to lift the lid because if this is going on, then I want to get a piece of the pie.
Yeah.
I want to bring this into the man code. It has come to my attention that a good girlfriend of mine sometimes pulls out the cry on cue card. She has a supposed skill. Now, I'm not sure how widespread this skill is, but she can cry and produce tears, watery discharge from her eyes and get the sob going whenever she wants.
Amazing. Like an actor.
Like an actor. Or an actress.
Oh, so, my God. And what does she manipulate guys with crying?
Well, she's in a long-term relationship, and I don't even think the boyfriend knows this, but sometimes, I mean, she doesn't do it all the time because once you start doing it too often, it's like too many cooks spoil the broth kind of thing.
Right.
It loses effect.
Mm.
She doesn't want to be known as a crier who cries at the drop of a hat. But she just releases it just enough when she needs it, maybe every 3 or 4 months, she reckons. If she really wants something or, you know, there's a little bit of, if she feels she's losing the argument, she'll just fake a little teary. Little cry, get a couple of tears going. Boyfriend's heart melts like butter.
And she gets what she wants.
All of a sudden she gets what she wants.
Well, I don't think that's a girl code thing. I don't think I know anyone who can cry on cue.
Really?
I can't cry on cue.
You can't cry on cue. Okay.
No, I don't think that's normal.
No.
I think your friend
it's
might
quite
be a sociopath.
It? Look, it's great gear though. I mean, you are
to be able to cry on cue?
Well, I got to take my hat off. I think you could use your powers for evil and not good in these sort of situations. And I wouldn't mind just having that in my arsenal. You never know when I may be losing an argument with a future girlfriend of mine and
or
I just have
employer.
To pull out a teary. Yeah, that's a good one as well. You feel yourself getting fired in the business room, all of a sudden, a couple of tears out. Well, maybe we could make a small administration role for you.
Oh, I think that's super manipulative, but we've got Eloise on the line. She's an actor, works in theatre.
Wow.
And apparently, girl knows how to cry on cue.
Hello, Eloise.
Hello, guys. How are you going?
Good, oh, my
thank
God.
You. Now, if you could just share, I guess, your golden tips with myself, Tanya, and the listeners, we can maybe put this in our arsenal. Does it take years to sort of train this, or do you think you can maybe get me crying by the end of this book?
What's your friend doing with her life? Like, she should be an actor. Like, it's not easy to cry on cue. Imagination is the best way, I feel. Really get into it. Really, like think about it so much that you're like, this is really making me upset to the point where you do actually get upset and the tears start coming. Sense memory can work. They say don't do that because it's bad for like mentally. They're like, don't hurt yourself.
Have you to end up in therapy. P.S. Lakey's trying this right now. That's why he's not talking.
No, I'm going to put, we're going to put 30 seconds on the clock. So I'm thinking sense memory. What was it? What was the other second, apart from the having wind in your eyes?
Wind in your eyes, or just like have a really deep imagination. So sort of just even think like, oh God, like something terrible has happened to you. Like, I mean, if we're in a scene, I mean, what are you thinking of? Like, what's going to make you really upset? Especially when a guy cries, when a guy cries, that really shakes you. That's powerful stuff.
Yeah,
if you can get that going, you're going to have like, women at your feet.
Come on, don't turn him into a sociopath.
No, this is big.
Come on.
This is big. Thank you, Eloise. I'm going to put all this to the test, right? I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock.
Good luck.
All right.
Good luck.
Thanks,
Stand by.
No okay. Yeah, stand by, Eloise. All right, so Tanya, if you could maybe just, after about 20 seconds, okay. if I go like this, I need you to come around and start blowing in my eyes as well, okay? Mm-hmm. Here we go. All right, thinking.
I'm just going to put sad music on.
This music's a bit,
Sure, I'm trying to cry.
I don't reckon that's the best. You're like willing the tears out of your eyes by squinting heavily. That's not going to work. Come on, think about someone like that you love.
Almost.
Oh, you're very close.
Almost.
You're getting red eyes.
Almost.
Is there tears coming down or what?
Like, almost.
Oh my God.
Almost. Are you pinching your genitals?
I was almost there.
Sorry. I think you got a tear.
It's not bad. It's not bad.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Red eyes. Well done. Pinch your genitals. Get it done. There you go, ladies and gentlemen.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Tanya and Lakey want to know, is it a thing?
Is it a thing? Have you had an actual bombshell dropped in your relationship? We asked this because, I'll tell you what, during The Bachelor, I was so unimpressed with the bombshell that they teased the whole way through that bloody episode.
Yeah. Well, all week, wasn't it? The second the previous Thursday episode ended, they were hooking it all week. Big cat amongst the pigeons here. What's the bombshell?
What's it going to be?
Brooke's big bombshell?
And this was it.
I've had 4 relationships from 17. I was with a guy for 3 years. This is really uncomfortable for me to tell you about, but I've also had 2 relationships with women.
I mean,
what?
Not a bombshell.
What?
I was hoping that she was like, I've had a couple of relationships with goats or, you know, like I have some kids in a dungeon or something.
I once ate a whole chair.
That to me would have been a bombshell, but I was like, you being in a relationship with women,
no bombshell.
Normal, no cool, fine, not a bombshell.
Who hasn't been in a relationship with a woman?
Right? Yeah. I just was like, next, come on,
new bombshell, please.
I wanted some juice and I stuck around that whole episode thinking that she was a serial killer to get that.
Yeah.
So I would like to know on 131060, is it a thing? Have you had a legitimate bombshell broken in your relationship? Were they already married?
Yeah.
Were they a serial killer? I'm really edging for serial killer.
Yeah. So, and when it's bombshell, the partner, I'm assuming, doesn't have to release the bombshell. Maybe they could have found it via Google. Maybe someone could have passed on this information. It turned out to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just stumble across a bombshell. You don't even go seeking a bombshell.
But I feel like that, what happened on The Bachelor was not a bombshell.
No.
I think that, correct me if I'm wrong, I think everyone in the audience was like the same as me going, oh, come on. Yeah. What do you mean she wasn't in a relationship with a horse?
Yeah, yep.
You know?
I really wanted there to be a tinge of bestiality on The Bachelor that
same.
Night.
Same, that's what it's missing. Mm, yeah. But we want to know, is it a thing? Have you had an actual bombshell dropped in your relationship?
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Tanya and Lakey want to know, is it a thing?
Yeah, is it a thing? Have you had a legitimate bombshell dropped in your relationship? I don't know if it is, because I don't think people know what bombshell means.
Well,
certainly not the producers of The Bachelor.
Definitely not. The media are sprouting a fictional version of a bombshell is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened on The Bachelor a couple of days ago.
I've had 4 relationships from 17. I was with a guy for 3 years. This is really uncomfortable for me to tell you about, but I've also had 2 relationships with women.
Not a bombshell.
You know what, the honeybee?
if you look closely, the honey badger's little moustache starts quivering. He's going, bloody ripper.
It's just, it's not.
We've got a live one, boys.
It's not
a bombshell.
It's not a bombshell.
Not in this day and age.
I literally was like, oh my God, she eats fabric.
Yep.
You know, she enjoys cutting hair and eating it. Something weird, a bombshell.
She licks Barnaby Joyce's scalp for fun.
Something in a relationship with an animal. Mm. Anything. And then it was that, and I was like, oh, come on.
Not a bombshell. It's not a legitimate bombshell. Not a bombshell in my book.
So we want to know on 131060, is it a thing? Has anyone had a legitimate bombshell dropped in their relationship? Mm. I'm so curious.
And Joanne from Melbourne, I've got the bombshell sound effect here, and I'm you've heard me. I'm very, very specific on what will constitute a bombshell. And I'm not going to play the bombshell sound effect if you start serving up something like Brooke on The Bachelorette. It needs to be a legitimate bombshell. Do you think you've got the answer for us?
I definitely think you should play the bombshell sound now.
I'm in, Joanne.
Hang on, was that the bombshell? Because that's already quite bombshellish.
No, come on.
Sorry.
Come on.
No,
don't go so hard.
I'm confident.
Okay, what happened?
Okay. So basically, this was going back about 3 or 4 years. I started dating a guy and basically we were together for about a year. He worked FIFO, so he obviously worked away for a week at a time and then came back for a week. Yep. About a year into the relationship, found out that he actually didn't work FIFO and that he just basically had two relationships going at the one time.
Oh, my God!
Whoa! Head for the hills!
Where's my bombshell sound?
Go again, Mikey.
Just blew out everyone's speakers. Jesus.
That's wild. Were you just like, what the hell?
Yeah, so it was ridiculous. So I found out basically he had some messages on his phone, that he got some messages one night, and I was a bit curious as to why he wouldn't commit and stuff, and a lot more into it, that basically found some messages and kind of confronted him about it from another girl, and she was unbeknown the fact that I did as well. He basically told both of us that he just worked away and had two separate lives.
Was it 1 week on, wow, 1 week off?
Yes.
Okay, because you'd be start to ask questions if it was a 3-in-1 and you only saw him every 1 week.
Yeah, but did he have a job? Like, what was that guy doing?
I don't know.
No, clearly.
Drilling, obviously.
Oh, come on.
This is Weekend Breakfast.